Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Investigators in the BTK suspected possible murders that have gone unsolved since 1976, having some infighting right now. Initially, a lot of attention being brought to this because, well, it involves the letters BTK, and he has not been in the spotlight for quite some time, but seemingly enjoying it. Sheriff Eddie Virden has been the head of these investigations, and we've seen him on TV with his very large hat. And also, you know, he's an interesting guy. He feels a little bit showy to me. That would be my take on it. We saw him playing with the evidence, the pantyhose, with Ashley several months ago, and that was bizarre in itself. But you have the DA in this case who we can look at this and say there is some political angles here as to maybe why he doesn't support Eddie. But is it also he doesn't want to go down the road of supporting this until there actually is more solid evidence to support all of this? What's your take on where all of this is going right now? Certainly, it doesn't help anyone if the two authority figures are at odds when the goal is to simply try and bring justice for these families.
Yeah, and DAs are known for not moving ahead with charges unless they're really certain that it's a case that they can make well and ultimately win. So I'm kind of guessing that this is just going to eventually fade away if these two don't get on the same page, and it doesn't look like they're going to.
Well, I think one of the big questions is what would it take to actually bring charges at this point? I can see the DA's point of, look, I looks like maybe you're finding some stuff, but still, it's not going to reach that bar of what we need to go forward. So we don't want to waste our time over here and our resources going on kind of a wild goose chase. But I also do get, you know, the emotion behind it. It's easy to get wrapped up into something like this. Mm-hmm. And is this another case where that's really playing priority? Egos are playing priority over the actual mission of getting truth and facts.
Yeah. So often human behavior, everything turns into a power struggle. You know, when you have people that look at things differently rather than how can we collaborate? How can we solve a problem? How can we work together? And I've seen this in many other cases where there's a difference of opinion. And then it just turns into we're going to fight about it rather than how we're going to collaborate. And that looks like what it's happening here. And there may not be a resolution. We'd love to see a resolution, you know, for the family in that case. But it's not looking good at this point.
Other than an admission from Rader at this point, and they've thrown out on the table to him immunity. Just confess if you did it so we can just move on. We're not going to charge you. We're not going to go after the death penalty. Just confess. And he's declined to do so. He's even made a creepy statement, albeit maybe accurate, of I don't want to take credit for someone else's work. That, you know, kind of chilling in itself. But, I mean, could, of all people, I mean, could Dennis Rader really be telling the truth here?
Mm-hmm. Certainly could be. And he could also be playing mind games, you know, if at his age, I believe he's, what, 78 or something, and in poor health, is he still playing the games that BTK used to like to play? And talk about an odd character. I mean, that goes without saying. The guy is weird. And it's hard to put ourselves into that mindset, like just, you know, something really aberrant.
Yeah, something that no one will ever, I'm sure, you know, truly understand unless you are someone who thinks like him.
Someone who thinks like that. It's just almost impossible, if not, of course, truly impossible for the rest of us to put ourselves into. What would I do in that situation? It's like, no.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen.
Even if you have the bracelet, what would BTK do? It's still not going to give you the answers.
Right.
Sick of the ads?
We opt too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.